USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price at the pump continues to rise. AAA reporting on Saturday the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas was $4.30. That's up from Friday's average of $4.27. Meanwhile, the average cost a month ago was $4.15, and the average cost this time last year was $2.95 a gallon. So on a 15-gallon fill-up, you're paying on average about $20 more this year than last year. The U.S. and its G7 partners are slapping a new round of sanctions on Russia, the White House announcing the move after President Biden took part in Sunday's virtual meeting with G7 leaders and the Ukrainian president. Among the new sanctions, the United States is imposing penalties on three major Russian TV stations and financial institutions. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe versus Wade sooner rather than later.
What makes the leak so wrong is that we don't have an opinion. We don't know what the court is actually going to say.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Mississippi Republican calling the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade a victory for the pro-life movement. Mississippi is among the states with a so-called trigger law that would ban all abortions except in very specific circumstances. Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, says the United States needs to get ahead of a winter surge now. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Jha predicting a sizable wave of coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths thanks to waning immunity and funds. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
There was a huge upset at the 148th Kentucky Derby on Saturday, with Rich Strike winning the first leg of the Triple Crown. Speaking from the Kentucky Derby, Rich Strike's trainer, Eric Reed, describes to Fox and Friends Weekend the significance of the win.
It means the world to me, but it means so much more to me because my father got to be part of it, my wife, my children, all my guys that work at the small tracks and do the little things. You know, they got to not just be part of this great event, they actually got to see the best of this great event, so it means everything.
Rich Strike was an 80-1 long shot and is considered the Kentucky Derby's biggest upset winner since 1913. An actor from a show that was popular in the 1950s and 60s is making a somber announcement.
Leave It to Beaver star Tony Dow wrote some very bad news on Facebook. His cancer has returned. The 77-year-old actor is best known for playing Wally Cleaver in the 50s situation comedy. He has been public about his health struggles in the past. He was last hospitalized in August with pneumonia. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Powerball jackpot continues to climb. Lottery officials saying no one picked all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday's jackpot will be worth $59 million. The odds of matching all six numbers in the multi-state lottery game is 1 in 293 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.